Chapter 2, Episode 2, The Baby Dragon and Love at First Flight. The egg began to crack, and pieces of its shell sprinkled into the shimmering pool below. It was as if time stood still for the little baby dragon to make its appearance into the world. First, the wingtip burst its way to freedom and unfolded in a gesture of relief. Then the shoulder appeared, bright blue with scales that reflected gold. The tiny snout poked through, revealing eyes that expressed wonder and danger all at once. She followed with her feet, finishing off the confines of her shell, and stood gazing into Pirate Lydia's eyes. "Well, hello there, you fierce and beautiful little dragon," exclaimed Pirate Lydia. At her greeting, the little dragon flapped its wings and hovered over her nose, staring into her eyes. It was love at first flight. "I think we are going to need one another. It seems God has a plan for you and I to have adventures together," said Pirate Lydia. At that very moment, the little dragon coughed and sputtered water straight in the face of Pirate Lydia. "Oh, dear, you're definitely a water dragon. I'm sure your defenses will be a force to reckon with someday. Until then, that was quite a refreshing little splash," giggled Pirate Lydia. With an understanding of the compliment, the little dragon stretched out its tail, flapped with purpose, and made its home underneath her hat. "I guess you are hungry by now, so I better find some food for the both of us. There must be a village or a little town nearby. I'm sure we will find something delicious to eat." Pirate Lydia headed in the direction from which the merchant had strode away. The mist had cleared and the sun shone directly above her. With the roar of the waterfall fading as she journeyed on, she began to hear the sound of soft music and chattering. The path started to look well-worn, and in the distance the forest floor was replaced with cobblestone and littered leaves. A sign was posted on a tree that read, "Market and Merchant's Trade This Way." She thought to herself that maybe the people here would have some direction for her to find Ebenezer. Surely they would be willing to talk with her, or at least she could find more chocolate. She followed the path until a grand archway appeared to the entry of an outdoor market crowded with people. There were fruit and vegetable stands that lined the streets, along with fish, cutlery, clothing, and coconuts all for sale. The music was joyful, and there were skilled musicians scattered about the market with hats on the ground, hoping for coins to be tossed in by patrons. Storytellers with puppet theaters and marionettes entertained beautifully dressed children that listened intently to every word on makeshift stages with grand pumpkins for audience stools. A bountiful stand selling apples that gleamed in the sunlight caught her eye, and she reached into her purse to fetch her coins. "May I buy 2 apples, please?" she asked of the seller.
"You can have 3 for that much," said the dainty girl from behind the stand.
With haste, the seller handed her the apples and ran off shouting,
"Thanks, lady, I gotta go. I don't want to miss the show."
"Wait," shouted Pirate Lydia. "I need to ask for some." It was no use. As the girl was out of earshot, Pirate Lydia scanned the market for another seller who may be willing to help her find Ebenezer, but noticed every booth was empty. Every person with their back to her was heading toward the corner of the market square. "Where is everyone going?" she wondered. Her curiosity got the best of her as she followed the crowd and stood at the back, on her tippy toes, hoping to see what all the people were looking at. She remembered her little dragon and reached up into her hat to offer a slice of her apple. All of a sudden, the crowd parted.
"You there!"
a voice shouted. There stood a tall and handsome swordsman with a bright smile and a very confident stature.
"Me?" replied Pirate Lydia. "Are you talking to me?"
"Yes, of course. I'm talking to you. I know you!" exclaimed the swordsman.